working on very different things, from projection onto buildings and architecture, with a project we did in Cuba, in La Habana last month, to an exhibition I did in north of France. It was a two and a half weeks residency in Béthune, in north of France, near Lille. So I was just in this old bank working on some prints and projections. We'll talk about this as well. We also did an audiovisual installation in 1.0 festival in at BFI in London last, can't remember the number, so that was a while ago, but there's a nice story about the world peace and the world project. And also we did some workshops and talks and presentations to actually in art school. So I did a week workshop in art school in France, and another one as well, but with young kids. They were 9 and 10 years old, so it was a bit challenging to work with technology and computers and mapping and
kids,
and kids at the same time. So yeah, all these, there's also a few more things, a few extra things, but yeah, got so many bits and bobs that it might look a bit messy, but
it will,
yeah.
So yeah, maybe we're going to start with the project in Cuba, which happened on the...
Can you speak loud,
please? Okay. So yeah, we're just going to start talking about the project we did in Cuba last month. It was on the 12th of March. So it was a project originally commissioned by the an art center in France and the French embassy in La Habana, in Cuba. And it was part of a week-long event in Cuba about, it's called La Semaine de la Francophonie, so it's a week about cultural events about French-speaking cultural populations, artists, blah, blah. And so this project is was quite unique for us. Well, on top of the location, obviously, which was unique, it was quite, it was very different from any other mapping projects we've done on buildings before, for the simple reason that that was the first time we had to, our constraint was that we had to use specific projectors, so we had to choose a building knowing that we could only use a certain number of projectors, and which were well, a bit smaller in terms of brightness than the projectors that we usually use for big buildings. So that's the building in La Habana, that's on La Plaza Vieja, which is one of the main squares on in the old city of La Habana, which has been restored a lot the last 15 years, maybe. So yeah, our main constraints, because usually when we work on projections on building, we are, well, we don't have that constraint. Basically, we choose a building, or we choose a building with the organizers. But there's no constraint in terms of technical possibilities. We just find a building, and then we just need X amount of projectors or that brightness, and we go for it. But this time, because there was absolutely no video equipment in Cuba, the Art Center of France was shipping all the equipment that they own from France to Cuba. So we could only use their kit, which was 12,000 and 10,000 projectors. So we knew we had those three projectors, which are relatively small for when we usually work with buildings where usually we use more like 25,000.